Sioux Area Hospital is limiting visiting hours at Medical Unit 3C due to a carbapenemase-producing Enterobacteria ca outbreak. CPE are bacteria that are resistant to many antibiotics and are considered a type of superbug. There are antimicrobials that can be used, however the options are limited. This is why we are doing everything we can to prevent infections, said Dr. Lucas Castellani, SAH Medical Director of Infection Prevention and Control, in an email to Sue Today. The last outbreak of CPE at the hospital was in 2016. Steps taken to prevent infection, such as limiting visiting hours, are important. CPE can be fatal. CPE infections are associated with high mortality and poor outcomes. CPE infections are difficult to treat because CPE are resistant to almost all antibiotics. The mortality rate for carbapenemase-producing Enterobacteria ca, CPE, infections is over 40%, Castellani said. CPE are usually found in the gastrointestinal system, which includes the stomach, intestines and colon, and are normally harmless. However, CPE can cause infection if they get into other parts of the body, such as the bloodstream, urinary tract, or wound. People with weakened immune systems are more at risk of developing an infection. CPE can spread between patients through contact with each other or by touching items or surfaces in the patient's immediate environment. We are currently following best practice guidelines to prevent further transmission of this pathogen, Castellani said. Some strategies for healthcare providers and visitors to help prevent the further spread of CPE include cleaning your hands when entering and leaving a patient's room, checking in at the nursing station before visiting and following the direction of the healthcare providers, wearing PPE including mask, gloves and gown, as directed by healthcare providers, do not use a patient's washroom, do not eat or drink in the patient's room while you are visiting, do not visit if you have cold, flu symptoms, isolate patients with CPE in a single room, dedicate equipment to patients with CPE when possible, enhance cleaning and disinfection in certain instances, limit broad-spectrum antibiotic use unless recommended. Click here to read Friday's SAH announcement regarding the CPE outbreak.